Hi, welcome to an edition of Adventures Gaming with your host, Dan Paredes. Here's your host, Dan Paredes. Here's your host, Dan Paredes. Hey, this is episode 10 of my solo cast, Adventures in Gaming. If you ever want to listen to any of the other podcasts, just go to infinitelives.us. We have all the other podcasts, especially our main Infinite Lives podcast with four guys. Anyway, so yeah, episode 10. I don't have anything too special planned, so you should probably stop listening now. I tried listening to my last week's podcast, and I think it was pretty rough. I think I kind of just rambled on too much. Kind of what I'm doing now. It's kind of what happens. I don't know. I've done maybe almost 90 podcasts, probably done, you know, maybe 300-400 hours of recording with my friends and by myself and everything, and even interviewing a few people and all that. So, you know, you would think I'd be better at this, but I think I was never really good at recording myself and just kind of, you know, speaking extemporaneously. But, you know, I like doing it. I have some people who listen, so that's cool. If you have other people that might be interested, you should probably forward them, you know, our Infinite Lives podcast stuff, because we need more listeners. It'd always be good. Always be good to get more feedback and maybe some ideas. If you have some kind of hookup or something, somebody that you think could, I don't know, come on the podcast or something like that, somebody you want me to interview that you know, or anybody that's interested, might have a special guest here or there in the upcoming weeks. You know, a couple of things I'm working on. Nothing too crazy. Nothing like Patrick Klepek. Late last year. Yeah. So, episode 10. My solo cast. I don't even know what the solo cast, you know, main purpose is right now. I think I wanted it to be like an offshoot of some of the topics and ideas that I wanted to talk about on, you know, the main weekly podcast with everybody else that, you know, I just never got was never able to get to, and just kind of expound on larger subjects that I wanted to talk about. But, you know, sometimes it's just me kind of talking about games more in greater detail than I usually do on the main cast. Just because I play a lot of games that the other guys don't play. And I guess maybe that's probably true for everybody, you know. But, yeah, so there's a lot of in-depth stuff that I could probably go into. And then, like, the Nintendo thing last week, I really felt like I needed to kind of get that out. Because, you know, I had very certain, or very, I made a list of things I wanted to talk about and kind of went all over. And, you know, I hope that was at least successful in what I wanted to say. Or at least I got my point across. I don't know if it was completely successful in the style. You know, my voice was definitely giving away towards the end of that, you know, almost hour episode. But, so, what do we got to talk about today? What have I been playing more than anything else? So, I think I started talking about Dota 2 maybe about 2 to 3 weeks ago. Maybe it's even been longer than that. But I have over 60 hours played in Dota 2 right now. And that might not be a lot. But I've started playing this game less than a month ago. It's already got 61 hours, and whenever I'm not playing it, I feel like I want to play it more. So, yeah, I feel like that's definitely the number one game that I'm playing today, right now, in my number one obsession, I guess. And it's funny because I used to play a lot of League of Legends. I don't know how long I played League of Legends because I don't know if there was ever an actual time counter for it. So, yeah, I don't know. But I got out of League of Legends because, well, one, it felt kind of ran its course. A lot of my friends who played stopped playing. I only had, like, maybe one or two friends that were playing League of Legends at the time when I stopped playing. And I just could not handle the abuse. I don't know if I'm too far removed from my Call of Duty days or something like that. Or maybe I'm also not as good at League of Legends or MOBA-type games that I am with first-person shooters. Or at least with Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So I could not handle the abuse, I guess, as much. Because I felt like I sucked at it anyway, for the most part. Anyway, yeah, I just didn't want to deal with that, especially if I'm, you know, coming from a long day of work and have to sit there and listen to some dude just annihilate me in chat and stuff like that. That's not my idea of fun, really. So, yeah, no one to play with and kind of just couldn't handle the abuse anymore, and I felt like I was not getting better at the game. Kind of hit my ability limit. So I just kind of stopped playing. That was almost, I want to say almost 2 years ago, if not 2.5, 3 years ago, that I stopped playing. Just kind of haven't looked back. I really enjoyed my time with League of Legends when I did play, for the most part. So I've been meaning to try Dota 2 for almost a year. I've had it installed on my computer for most of 2013 and just never actually fired it up. And a few weeks ago, David, my oft-mentioned friend that I play a ton of video games with, finally just was like, you know, we should just try it. Maybe you'll like it and stuff like that. He's played a couple hundred hours. Maybe you'll like it, and maybe you won't. So, yeah, so I started doing it, and the learning curve is steep, if not more steep than League of Legends. I don't know. I'm going to constantly compare League of Legends and Dota 2, and, like, in my notes, I actually wrote down, you know, why I think Dota 2 is better than League of Legends. Listing a bunch of things, kind of wanted to touch upon in this podcast. So, when I refer to League of Legends, that's referring to a game that I played 2 years ago. So I don't know what improvements they have done in the last 2 years. I don't know what new features or new heroes or balancing or all that kind of stuff they have done in the last 2 years. I've heard a couple things, you know, mentioned once in a while when I talk to my friend Lou, who still actually plays League of Legends. And if I remember, he was pretty good at it. But, yeah, so whenever I refer to League of Legends, I'm referring to two-year-old League of Legends. So please don't hate me if I'm referring to something that League of Legends already remedied or something like that. Might not be a fair comparison, but then again, I'm not a professional. I'm only a dude that bought a $30 mic and plays games on his computer at home and is talking to you in his sweatpants and is wearing a shirt with his podcast logo on it and also has a blanket draped around me because it is fucking butt-ass cold in Seattle right now. So, why do I think Dota 2 is better than League of Legends? The first thing I noticed was the graphics. I really like the graphics in Dota 2. League of Legends had kind of that cartoony feel and kind of had like a broad black border around a lot of their characters and objects and stuff, kind of giving it a cartoony manga feel, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if manga is a very good reference point for that. But, yeah. So, it's definitely a different kind of feel. Dota 2's graphics, the environments are better, or they look better. And the style of the characters are kind of all around. Kind of look like, well, I mean, Dota is a World Warcraft, the original Dota with Warcraft mod. And you know, some of the assets for Dota 2 are kind of just copies and stuff like that. And from what I gather, some of the names are even the same or like slight variations. I don't know too much of the history. All I know is that Dota 2 was a mod or a map mod for Warcraft 3, and that's about it. Some of the game mechanics have evolved over time and stuff like that. I know that there are some people that play Dota 1 still up to now. And then, you know, then it got famous because League of Legends blew up and, you know, Dota 2 was bought, or at least started to be created by Steam, by one of the guys who was the last caretaker of the original Dota mod. And, you know, they had a big legal fight with Blizzard about the word Dota and all that stuff. And now Dota 2, Dota used to stand for Defense of the Agents, D-O-T-A. And the Steam version is actually just, it's not even an acronym for anything. It's just D-O-T-A. The O-T-A is lowercase and just 2. So it's kind of weird naming convention, I guess. I don't know if that matters or anything like that. The people who actually play these games, they know all this stuff already. You know, either my level of knowledge, which is kind of cursory, or they've been kind of avid in the community forever. And, yeah. So I always thought of Dota 2 as kind of like a more advanced version of League of Legends. That's what I always heard. Like, you know, League of Legends is for children or, you know, kids. That's kind of the joke about it because it's so easy and so simplified and stuff. I don't see that so much. I don't see that League of Legends is a simpler game than Dota. So I don't think that that's why Dota 2, why I like Dota 2 right now more than League of Legends. I don't think Dota 2 is a more advanced kind of game than League of Legends. Maybe different skill sets or something. Or you think about different things between the two games. But yeah, anyway, the graphics are cool. The trees and the background and all that stuff can be destroyed depending on abilities and things like that, and people can run through the forest and stuff. And if I remember, League of Legends was the lanes were very static. It wasn't like you could bash through a bunch of trees and stuff like that. At least it's my recollection. You know, Dota 2, there's several abilities that can destroy like whole paths into the forest and stuff like that. And you know, some of the fights, the trees and bushes and all that stuff will kind of be, you know, collateral damage, and, you know, stuff just kind of blows up, and it looks pretty cool. Also, like the hero design in Dota 2. Whereas League of Legends, I felt that there were several characters that were kind of the same, and there were kind of small iterations or variations on each other, especially a lot of the tanks and stuff. I mean, yeah, of course, they'll have different abilities and all those kind of things, different things that they're better at. But it just felt like, you know, one character was kind of similar to the other character. I don't get that so much in Dota 2, where I feel like every character is just vastly different. And they'll have different kinds of mechanics and different strategies and different ways of thinking about how to do things. One of the newest characters is this hero called Terrorblade. And Terrorblade can make multiple copies of himself to run around and those kind of things. And he can switch from melee to range and he becomes really, really crazy towards the end. You know, one of the characters I play only has two active skills. He's called Bristleback. He's more of a tankish type character. His ultimate, these games always have, well, most of them will have three abilities and one ultimate. And the ultimate is kind of, you know, the signature skill of the character. And they're usually like on a 30 to 60 minute, 60 second cooldown or something like that. And they're kind of like big game changers. They're kind of the trump card, or, you know, something special, definitely special that your character can do. And I feel like in Dota, there's a lot more variation on those ultimates and what they do and everything like that. So Bristleback, his third ability and his ultimate are both passive, which means that you don't actually ever activate them. His third ability increases his armor to his back and to his side, so he takes less damage from those areas. So there's a cool mechanic with him where when you get into fights and you're kind of the initiator, you're kind of the guy who gets into the fight first, tries to get people to fight him, and you kind of turn around so that, you know, your shell, your spikes and everything take most of the brunt of the damage and those kind of things. It also helps you escape because you're mostly running away from people and they're trying to shoot you and they're shooting you in the back. And his ultimate, every time you use your spells, it kind of stacks upon each other and it makes you faster and stronger and hit harder. And you know, and your only two active abilities is this quill spike thing, which is an AoE thing that builds upon itself. The more quills you shoot out and the more times the enemy is hit by quills, it kind of compounds on each other and kind of gets nastier. And then he has this goo that he shoots out to slow people's movement and stuff. So what's cool with him is that you get to a point where you're constantly kind of using these abilities just to try to build up that ultimate thing. So by the time you're actually hitting dudes, your attack is so much stronger and you're so much faster and stuff like that. So it's a cool character. And I don't think there's a character like that in League of Legends, at least League of Legends 2 years ago. Again, kind of my disclaimer at the beginning of discussing this, we are referring to League of Legends, at least as it exists in Dan's mind, my mind, 2 years ago. I don't know what the improvements are, and I don't know what a lot of the heroes are now. I guess for a reference, in League of Legends, I used to play Shen, which is a ninja tank. I also used to play Brand, which was kind of like a, I don't know if he was technically a carry, but he was kind of like a mid type of guy, like a, you know, he did a, sometimes would do a lot of damage. I also played a very middling Pantheon. He was like a Roman dude who threw spears and stuff like that. I was never very good at him. So those were kind of my mains that I would play. And yeah, in Dota 2, there's some heroes there that have even more than just the four abilities. And they'll have like other passives and stuff like that. It's crazy. I really like how the heroes are designed. And, you know, some of the stuff is also very meta. Things like that. There's a funny noise that happens whenever you're silenced, which means that you can't use any of your abilities and stuff like that. There's a character called Legion Commander that I believe it's his ultimate, where he gets into a duel one-on-one with a guy. And there was a character like that in League of Legends that would get into a duel and nobody else could, like, you know, jump in there. You could shoot from range into there, but you couldn't actually, you know, the guy who was in the duel couldn't run away and those kind of things. But the Legion Commander in Dota 2, when he activates it, there's this big these big letters versus that pop up over it, over the two characters that are sparring, Legion Commander and whoever he picked to do the duel. And then whoever wins, there's a big word that just comes out and it says winner, and stuff. And it's like, you know, small little meta stuff like that. But where it's definitely different is that when Legion Commander wins, or if actually anybody who wins gets a little added bonus to, I believe, their damage. So if you win enough of those duels, you start to stack this damage ability, and you just get what, well, in the lingo, swole. You just swell up a little bit more. You get bigger and bigger. You're a stronger character. And, you know, you win enough of those matches, and then you Legion Commander gets kind of crazy. But it's also a very risky gamble, because if you start losing a bunch of them, well, one, you're also dying a lot, and two, the guys you are losing to get your bonus that you get. So, yeah, there's stuff like that where it's just kind of, you know, a little bit outside of the box kind of hero design. You know, I have barely even played most of the roster in Dota 2. And that's another thing. Dota 2, you have all the heroes already there. They're both free-to-play games, but the only things you can spend money on Dota 2 is stuff that is very cosmetic. New announcers, new kind of HUD skins, new little knickknacks for your characters that don't make them better, but just make them look different and stuff like that. League of Legends, you're actually buying characters. You can, of course, earn them through what they call, sweat equity. Or just by playing the game enough, and then you're just, you know, turning in the coins or whatever you get and stuff like that. I never spent any money on League of Legends. That's how I got all of my characters. I just kind of got them from playing a lot and stuff. But, yeah. But in League of Legends, you know, you have to buy characters. That's in some way or another through, just by playing it a lot or by spending money. That's how you buy characters. They will have, I think it's 5 characters that get rotated that are free. And every week they change and things like that. So you can try out new characters, and if you like them, you can eventually buy them and stuff like that. That's how I ended up with Pantheon. I didn't actually try him. I just thought he looked cool, and I was just like, I'll just buy that hero. And I ended up not liking him too much. Fortunately, I didn't really spend money on it, but yeah, so that's League of Legends. Dota 2 just has all the heroes are just there. You can pick anyone you want. You can, you know, some are harder than others and things like that, but yeah, so there's no real limit to the heroes you can play. You can always play every hero. That's cool. I like that. Not that League of Legends way is worse, because obviously they're doing very well. They're making a shitload of money, and that's cool and all. But I like having all the characters just so that I can, you know, I can just experiment if I want to just choose one and just try to get good at that guy. And if I don't like him after 3 or 4 matches, then I can try another guy. And stuff like that, I think that's better in Dota 2 that way. There's a lot of HUD elements that I like better in Dota 2. The first one is a big one, where the builds, how you build your character, how you build out your character, what items to get, and what skills to get when, and those kind of things. They're incorporated in the game because it's a Steam game, so you have the Steam overlay and everything. But within the game itself, you can look up, they'll have a build, you know, kind of like a common build that, you know, that Valve kind of suggests. And then there's if you click on, there's like a little book icon. You can see other builds while you're playing the game. And you can see what other people's rating is for those builds. So you can pick a build within the game, and it will overlay that on all of the stuff that you want to. It will tell you what to buy. It will tell you what abilities to pick at what levels. It will highlight them. If the guy is very thorough in his build that he's made, he'll even have little comments about. You know, if you mouse over an item, it will say, like, this is why I put this item in the build. This is how to use it. This is why I made you get this ability. This is how to use this ability. You know, there was one night I just, I was on the Giant Bomb chat room within Dota 2. And, I just, got on board with a 5-man group that guys that I didn't know. And they picked, random draft, which is, a random group of, a random subgroup of heroes that the game picks. And, you pick from that smaller group of heroes. Unfortunately, almost all of the heroes that were picked by the computer were heroes that I've never played before. So I eventually played, I think it was called Vengeful Spirit or something like that. And I had no idea how to play this character at all. No idea. And, you know, I looked up a build. I just picked the highest rated one, and I just went with that and just kind of learned on the fly and stuff, and I did pretty well. I mean, granted, my teammates were really, really good and much better than I was, and, you know, the reason why I had any kind of a good score or assist rate, because the Ventral Spirit was mostly a support character, so I didn't really need to get all the kills and, you know, initiate all the fights. I was just there to help out a lot and stuff like that. But yeah, so that's an excellent system, because I believe League of Legends still doesn't have like a built-in system like this. I mean, I play with two monitors, right? I just have two monitors. I had a smaller 21 inch or 22 inch, I think. And then from a friend, I bought like a 26 inch, pretty cheap. Thank you, Dealey. So I have two monitors. And when I used to play League of Legends, the second monitor was always on a website that I used to look up builds and stuff for the characters that I would play. And, you know, that's kind of how I did it. But, you know, if I had to scroll anywhere on the list, I'd have to tab out or something like that. But anyway, it wasn't built into the game. In League of Legends, or in Dota 2, it's just, you know, when you level up, here's the next ability that you should get. Here's my notes on it. That's in the build. That's all integrated. And that's cool. That's a very good system. It makes it easier in a way. I mean, like, you know, like I was always told that Dota was more complex, but in a lot of ways, Dota 2 makes it more easier. I mean, makes it easier as a game, just kind of like, you know, through the interface, through the HUD, just trying to figure out what to buy, what to get, and all of those kind of things. What I also do like is that it feels like the game is a little bit more flexible. Granted, this is also 2-year-old information, but it felt like League of Legends always broke, the games always broke down, especially at, you know, more experienced players. The game always breaks down to, you know, you have, I believe a guy in the top lane and two in the bottom. That might be vice versa or something. One guy in the middle lane and then one guy jungling, which is, he's kind of going through the woods and fighting a lot of the neutral enemies and stuff like that, trying to build his character up. And he's not really in a lane per se. So that was kind of the thing. You have four people in lanes and then one person in the jungle. And that was kind of, you know, you kind of needed a jungler, a lot of times. And then so in Dota 2, it feels like the tactics are a little bit more flexible. Like I've seen, and also on professional tournaments and stuff, I'd seen tri-laning, which is three players in one lane. I've seen some guys who, you know, do a lot of hybrid, you know, I jungle sometimes and then sometimes I lane. I've seen a few that just jungle all the time and those kind of things. And I've seen the very standard setup, the two people in the top, two people on the bottom, one person in the middle. I've seen a lot more variations. Whereas League of Legends, it feels like you have to kind of have that jungler or you're really going to fall behind and stuff like that. And, so that's kind of why I like Dota 2. It feels very fresh and all those kind of things. Granted, I'm only about little over 60 hours played into it right now. So my I might get tired or bored of it at some point, kind of like what happened with League of Legends. But I do have a good group that plays almost every night and stuff like that. Forgiving group. I've been getting much better than I was 2 weeks ago. I'm much better than I was 2 weeks ago, but I'm still very, very, still very, I still feel very green, and I make a lot of mistakes. Yeah. So that's Dota 2 versus League of Legends. Let's see. And I'll end it on group of games that I am waiting to buy or finish. Actually, there's only one game that I'm waiting to buy right now in the first half of 2014. And that is Titanfall. The videos I've seen, it looks incredible. And the games that I've been playing, I mean the things I've heard of people from people who have actually played the game have seemed very incredible. And yeah, I really hope that's going to be good, and I'm going to play that a lot. Actually, there's another game that I'm looking to buy, but it's much later in the year. I believe its release date is in September. It's a game called Evolved. Let me look that up real quick. 1 second, or else my friends are going to hate me. I have a friend that's that's on the dev team of this game. Somebody that I play League of Legends with. Evolve. Game. Yeah, it's just Evolve. It's made by Turtle Rock Studios. They're the same studios that did the first Left 4 Dead, and before they branched off and they did this on their own. Left 4 Dead 2, I believe, was made by a different team. So this kind of, I won't say that this is the same concept from Left 4 Dead, because there's a lot, it's evolved. So it's a five player game. There's four players, just kind of like Left 4 Dead, but one of the players plays and the fifth player kind of plays the bad guy. He's kind of like a predator type animal, and he has a lot of different kind of abilities and those kind of things, and he's fighting the dudes. I'm trying to kind of leave myself in the dark about it. There's a big Game Informer thing on there. The graphics look awesome. My friend that's playing, that's working on it, has done, I think he works on some of the art and stuff in the game. So, it looks pretty cool. And from what I've heard from him, he really likes the game, and you know, you can look at some of the videos on, I believe, Game Informer site, and it's kind of all over the web right now on that game, and it seems pretty cool, from all accounts. So, in my Steam list, I have some stuff that I want to play that I am going to try to get to in the upcoming weeks. I need to, at some point, start Fez. I'm trying to figure out if I want to do an extended kind of Let's Play video thing of Fez and just record my whole thing. Unfortunately, I've tried live streaming from my desktop, and my connection just does not hold up all the time. It bounces too much. I'm on wireless, and I'm kind of far away from the router and stuff like that. So, I would like to do more live streaming stuff. That always feels fun, but I feel like it's not as rock solid as I want it to be. You know, maybe I'll try again in the upcoming weeks. You know, I was trying to do that with another game on my list called Valdis Story, Abyssal City or something, that Metroidvania type game. I was not extremely successful in that. Connection will hold up for about 10 or 15 minutes and kind of just drop, like, dramatically. And that just kind of puts a hamper on it, because it's like, do I want to keep going? But I kind of wanted to live stream this and or record this, but now I'm not recording it. So, but I still want to play the game. So it kind of messes that up. You know, Fez is also a little bit old, a couple of years. So maybe doesn't really need a video. But another game I definitely will record, and I also have my webcam set up to do it eventually, is the sequel to the first Amnesia. This is Amnesia Machine for Pigs. I have heard from Patrick Klepek, not personally, just, you know, from the Giant Bombcast and stuff like that, that it's not as scary as the original Amnesia. And it's more maybe psychological or something, and kind of moody and atmospheric and stuff like that. But yeah, so that's a game that I do want to play and have a webcam of, so you can see my dumb expression and my dumb face going through it and all that stuff. But yeah. And game that I just was reminded of. I had sushi with one of my friends, and he's been playing Witcher 2. He's been trying to go through Witcher 2. Oh, Witcher 2. The saga of Witcher 2. How many times have I restarted that game and restarted that game and crashed that game? But that is a game that I need to finish, because Witcher 3 is looking incredible. It's basically taking Witcher 2 and putting it in a more open Skyrim type world, in an Elder Scrolls type of world where it's just a big landmass and you can go anywhere and you can really explore and stuff like that. That is going to be pretty sweet. But I feel like I need to finish Witcher 2, because I have maybe done two chapters in it before the crashes were too crazy on my old machine. I have my new machine now, and I have not really played it on this new machine. It is installed. It is ready to go. It asks me to play it every so often, but it do not play it. And if I don't play this, and I gave up on Witcher 1 after about 4 or 5 hours because I just could not stand its animations and how the battle system was, and if I buy Witcher 3, I'm going to be a schmuck who bought 3 games of one franchise and I have barely played any of them. I'll feel really stupid. It's a bunch of waste of money. Granted, I paid like $5 for Witcher 1 and like $5 for Witcher 2 because they were both on sale and stuff like that. So no big skin off my back, but still, just having those games and knowing that I barely played them just makes me feel awful as a gamer. I know there's bigger things in life to feel awful about, but yeah, if you're a hardcore gamer and then you keep buying games that you never actually play, it's pretty awful after a while. And the last game I want to, I have been thinking about for whatever reason, like a lot, is Bully. I don't know why. I have it on Steam. I played it quite a bit. Actually, let's look up what quite a bit is. Let's see if I'm lying. What is my play time on, not Brutal Legend, Bully Scholarship Edition? 76 minutes. That is not a bit. So I have 76 minutes into Bully, and I played a lot of it on PlayStation 2 and stuff like that. So I went fairly deep in the game before. So I'm trying to play through that. I don't know why I've been thinking about it recently. I think I've been thinking about Rockstar and GTA 5 and hoping that it comes out on my computer and kind of wanting to play something that's made by Rockstar on my computer. But I don't want to play L.A. Noire because I got frustrated with that. Kind of don't want to play Grand Theft Auto 4 because kind of don't want to go through that again. Maybe Ballad of Gay Tony or something. But yeah, Bully 2 or Bully 2. God, I wish there was a Bully 2. But I got to finish Bully 1 first. So yeah, just been thinking about Bully for whatever reason. Bullies, witches, predators, fucking Dota, whatever. Anyway, thanks for listening. to Adventures in Gaming. I'm your hostess with the mostest, you know, your favorite Infinite Lives podcaster, Dan P, signing off. Signing off. If I can, where is that? Signing off.